CSI in the World. I'm John Batzler. The meeting of the Federal Reserve Board in February. Conversations now revealed. The quote, almost all participants agreed that it was appropriate to raise the target range of the federal funds rate 25 basis points. I welcome Veronique Durigy of the Mercatus Center, my guide on monetary policy, this last year and more of anxiety about the interest rates because of the inflation rate. The short version of this is inflation's out of control. The Federal Reserve must move very quickly to tame it. Otherwise, what we're looking at is beggaring the nation and limiting the life of people who are both senior and junior. However, Veronique, a very good evening to you. 25 basis points in March, continuing the increase of rates that started with jumbo hikes last year. Do you find the 25 adequate? Because there is debate at this meeting that they're talking about and in the market of 50 basis points in March. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Is it adequate? I think they need to send a clear message, but maybe it's a message clear enough to continue saying we're going to continue. I think that the last inflation numbers did not look good. They should have actually kind of gave pause to everyone who thought that the battle was over. So I think that one thing is sure, they at least need to continue. They cannot slow any further. They need to continue speaking big scary talk of the final rate being higher, much higher than anticipated, and standing firm. And I think I would favor actually going higher than 0.25. But
the short version also of this is they're going to continue raising rates until something blows up. Do you subscribe to that opinion of how rate hikes end, something is damaged?
How something is damaged, how?
A bank blows up, or the long-term capital of 98, you know, some crisis on the street, and that's when they stop.
I think I actually really hope certainly that we're not going to be unlucky enough that something else is going to happen before they're done taming inflation. Because if that happens, then there's no telling when we're going to get rid of inflation altogether. We better hope that so in the future there's nothing bad happening.
So you're a subscriber to hard landing, soft landing, let's get it over, because there is that no landing talk now. We're not even close to the recession yet. We're still dealing with inflation, and later on there will be the hard landing, soft landing. Do you subscribe to any of those metaphors? Or
I actually think the longer it lasts, the harder it will be to actually deliver a soft landing. And I'm very worried that what they will call soft landing is effectively a situation where inflation has gone down to a level like 4% and or 3%, and then they decide, well, that's it.
Right.
That's our new target. That's what I really worry about. They don't want to actually see it through. And instead of seeing it through, they're going to say, okay, we're done. We're just going to change the target.
You're right to worry, because I've heard the 4% target. Now, we need to talk about growth. And you have a column at Creator Syndicate that is growth. Growth is immigration. Please explain.
The reason why I wrote this column is because there have been a flurry of articles about the fertility problems and the population decrease projected to decrease in some Asian countries like Japan and Korea and China in particular. And that is a big deal. I mean, there's like everyone is saying it's a big deal, and it's really a big deal. And it's inevitable that if we continue on trend like we are, it's going to be something we're going to have to face. Right now, the U.S., Americans replace themselves. The reason why we're still growing is because of immigration. The truth of the matter is that if we don't agree to have much more immigrants coming in, it actually we may face a moment where actually we see we have there's fertility has been decreasing in this country too, like it has in a lot of places everywhere probably, but if we don't If we don't agree to accept more immigrants at a higher rate, and along with other reforms that I suggest to free the supply side, actually we're going to be facing the same problems than Japan and China and all these countries are facing. And just to give an idea, it's not just that there won't be enough people to pay for Social Security and Medicare. I mean, we're already in that situation, right, where Social Security shortly and like within, you know, a decade or two, it will only be two workers to pay for each retiree of Social Security. Good luck to those two workers, right? It's we're already in a trend that is not really looking great. But on top of that, it means fewer workers to fill all sorts of jobs. And that's not a good thing. That decreases productivity, that decreases growth. And then obviously not having, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a lot of things. So the best thing to do, right? It's not just freeing the supply side, building more houses, housing, lifting regulations on all sorts of things to boost growth, but it's also bring in immigrants. Their fertility is higher. They tend to be younger. And that's where basically I think our an easy way to for our salvation.
Immigration is about prosperity and growth. Do they make that case in Washington?
They used to. They don't anymore. They don't. They used to be a very bipartisan kind of understanding that immigration was good. There's certainly a big academic literature on the fact that immigration is good. High skill, low skill laborers. Usually, it's like a, it's recognized as a strong source of growth. And by the way, it's like more brains mean also more innovations, more discovery, more doctors, more nurses, more all of this, and more business formation. Immigrants are responsible for a large share of business formation and a fair share of innovations in this country and Nobel Prizes and things like this. So there used to be an understanding of all this. And now it just there's a feeling of, you know, immigration has become as taboo to talk about as Social Security and Medicare.
With immigration, we can solve the inflation story, the prosperity story, the entitlements. We can solve all that with immigration. We just have a few
seconds. Immigration, definitely putting more people to work,
yeah,
right? Filling a lot of these jobs.
Right.
And it's a kind of economic growth and supply side growth that is exactly the kind that we need to lower immigration. There's no doubt about this because it's not, you know, the temporary boost that you get from government spending. It's actually a much more important way to fuel growth and to reduce supply side constraints. But all this will take time. This is why I suggest that the time to actually try to think about all this is now, where we're not in a dire situation in terms fertility decrease in terms of population trends. And let's not wait until it's too late.
Veronique Duvergier of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.